For those of you who are visiting, no Sunday is the same the first, right? Amen? And it was great to have you guys come and sing with us and empower us with the words of what God has done in your life. It's to His glory. Well, there's quite a number of us are waiting today. It must be a holiday or something. The youth are off to Flint Flon, and that's a mini mission trip sort of thing, and they're ministering in our church in Flint Flon this weekend, so you can be praying for them, and so that's where Pastor Jeremy's at, and so you can remember them in prayer, and thank you for Fanny and the team for leading us this morning. That was great, and I may as well say, part of the course that Manny's doing this morning was just great. We were going to say anything, but here I'm looking at the cat of the day. What else do I do? Well, a lady was flying from Seattle to San Francisco when all of a sudden the plane was diverted to Sacramento along the journey. And the flight attendant explained that there would be a delay, and if the passengers wanted to get off the aircraft, the plane would reboard in 50 minutes. Everybody got off the plane except one lady who was blind. The fellow noticed her as he walked by, and he could tell the lady was blind because her seeing that go off was laying there quietly underneath the seats and turned her throughout the entire flight. But he could also tell that she obviously had flown many times this flight before because the pilot approached her, called her by name, and said, "Kathy, we're in Sacramento for almost an hour. Would you like to just get off and stretch your legs? Get up and walk around a little bit. Everybody else seems to be doing it." The blind lady, she replied, she said, "No thanks." She said, "But maybe Buddy, a dog, would like to stretch his legs." So all the people in the gate area came to a complete standstill when they looked up and they saw the pilot walk off the plane. "Buddy, look at this, picture this. There you go." He had the pair of sunglasses that he was wearing. People scattered. They not only tried to change planes, they were trying to change airlines. There are so many opportunities for us to exercise our faith. This would be one of them. Oftentimes, when we least expect it, I don't know what my reaction would have been if I was on that flight, but I know of several other moments in my life where I've questioned why, and then God reveals His power, and once again I wonder how I can save faith in the midst of turmoil. Now, maybe you're there this morning. Over these next several weeks, we're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about boldness. We're going to talk about unbelief. We're going to talk about double-mindedness. And by the time we're done, you're going to walk away with a new power living from faith to faith to faith to faith. The gospel calls us to live from faith to faith to faith to faith. And I don't know about you, but I get many opportunities every day to live by faith. We need more than ever to save faith. And that's where we're heading this morning. How to save faith. How to save faith. First thing I've got to realize. How to save faith, you've got to realize. Turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you." Now, the King James Version puts it this way: "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." There's some things that you need to realize this morning. You got to realize, understand this, realize this. You have faith. We all have faith. Everyone in this room has faith. Everybody outside of this room, walking in downtown Prince Romans 12:3, unto every man is given the measure of faith. Unto every man. Now, if I didn't have faith, I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning, let alone put my feet in the floor, let alone go outside. I mean, I wouldn't go outside if I didn't have faith. I mean, I could drive and I'd travel. Grab my back. Oh! So you realize, first you can realize, you have faith. You've been given a measure of faith. And I believe that we all have the same measure. I don't believe God apparently gives someone a greater portion. Here, you get a bigger portion, maybe this one a little more. It's just how much of our measure that we use. That's the question. Realize that we're no better than anyone else. Somebody isn't given that larger portion of faith. Each of us a portion by God of faith. But we need to realize that where we put our faith is often the problem. We put our faith in ourselves, highly regard ourselves, think we are better than we really are. We place ourselves above our faith in God. Our trust is us, not in God. Then we miss a portion of our faith. But we all have faith. It's just where is the question. It's up to us. It's up to us where we put our faith. Let me try to describe it to you a little bit better. These glasses are mine. Now I can do anything I want with these glasses. I mean, I can't see at all with the glasses, by the way, but I can put them where I want to. I can set them here in the pulpit. You know, I could go down, I could hand them to Danny, who also has glasses. I could get over here to Ray. I mean, I could set them here. You know, I could put my glasses over there. That's what I can do. I can do whatever I want with my glasses. I can lose my glasses. I can. Like now. Where did I put my glasses? I can't see. See, I sin with faith. These glasses are too valuable for me. I'm not going to lose these glasses. In fact, I'm going to make sure I got these on in the morning when I get out of bed. I'm going to make sure I'm wearing them when I'm watching a ball game. I'm going to make sure I've got these glasses on all the time, especially when I preach. Because I value these glasses. If something is yours, God gives you the freedom to do whatever you want with it. How are you doing with the measure of faith God's given you? Your faith's yours. You can put your faith wherever you want to put your faith. Some put their faith in the job. Others put faith in the stock market. Others put faith in the Canadian dollar. Good luck with that one, by the way. Some put faith in their friends. Some put faith in their employer. Faith. Somebody once said, faith isn't faith until it's all you're holding on to. We all have faith. Now what happens is that we have a tendency to think that in order to approach God, we need to do some great things. And then I'll be right with God. Then I can feel good about myself. I just do good works. Or I just do this. I just do that. And do. The problem is, we can never achieve what God's called us and given for us. You see, we don't understand what's wrong with us when we try to do and do and do. Realize that God never expects us to do anything if he doesn't give the equipment for us to do it with. See, God doesn't expect you to go out and be merciful to other people who hurt you. He didn't first show mercy on you. He won't expect you to forgive other people for their sins and trespasses against you if he didn't first show you how to forgive. See, I've been forgiven. How many of you have been forgiven? That's why it's such a disaster when we go around at spiritual disaster around all the time feeling wrong about who we are. See, we do things wrong, we sin, we make mistakes, but what we do is different from our who. You've got to find out who you are in Christ. And that's when you save faith. When you understand by faith that you're right with God, you can't do anything to achieve what He has done for you. Faith is so hard. Faith is so powerful. Faith lifts you up when you're down. Faith builds you up when you're weak. Faith gives you strength. Faith gives you courage. Faith empowers you. Faith excites you. Faith is knowing that anything can be done even when you don't feel like it ever be done. That's faith. You've got to plug in a fresh, real way. You've got to plug in believing God. Believing God will get done what He wants done. And not believe in the way you want to get it done. You see, when did we stop believing God will get it done the way He wants it? When did we start believing that God can't get it done without us doing it for Him all the time? I've got news for you, folks. God will get done what He wants done in the time He wants it done. All He calls us to do is have faith and believe Him to get it done. Amen? Good, you're awake. Stand up in faith. You know, Wade, you just don't know the situation I've got. No, but I know the God of God. And I know that God is always faithful. He may not do what you want Him to do, when you want Him to, but He will always come through. That's a guarantee. God will always accomplish what He wants to accomplish. I didn't say accomplish what you want to accomplish. Accomplish what He wants to accomplish. The village. True story. Being bombed. The father holding his small son by the hand. He ran ahead from this building that had been struck by a bomb. And in the front yard was this shallow hole. And seeking shelter as quickly as possible, the father jumped into that hole. And he held up his arms for his son to follow. He said, "Jump! Jump!" And terrified at hearing his father's words telling him to jump, he replied, standing there, and said, "I can't see you! I can't see you!" The father, looking up against the sky, tinted red by the burning buildings, called the silhouette of his son, and he said, "But I can see you! Jump!" The boy jumped because he trusted his father. So faith enables us to jump. Faith enables us to face life or even death, not because we can see. Not because we know it's all planned and laid out just perfectly, and we see all this strategic planning and all the goals and what's going to happen in 5 years. We can see with certainty the one who is unseen. And we know with certainty that we are seen by Him. That not that we know all the answers, but that we are known. See, God may not do what you want Him to, when you want Him to, the way you want Him to, but He will come through. We just torment ourselves worrying over so many things. But let our mind pray this. The devil wins. He just comes over with lies and he makes us think of ourselves, our situation, how negative we are. This is going to happen. If all of a sudden we just think, oh, we get in a dither over things. Like, for instance, what to make for supper. I could create a situation for myself, wondering. Calling Joe, what's for supper? Said, I don't know yet. We torment ourselves. The other day, Alicia came in with her backpack, and she sat down and said, "Oh, that's heavy." I said, "What's in it?" She said, "Oh, that's just school stuff." "No, what's in it?" "So what's school stuff?" I said, "Oh, can I take a look in?" "Yeah, it's just my school stuff." "No, really? No, I don't know what's in it." "Yeah, just leave my backpack and everything's sorted out." So she goes, doing her thing. Do you think I can leave that backpack alone? Man, we torment ourselves. I need more than ever to put my trust in God, to believe that He's going to get it done. And He doesn't need me messing in all the time. We say faith, realizing first of all what we have. We can also say faith by response. Respond. I invite you to turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Later on in the scriptures there. It's a great passage of scripture. It's one thing to realize that you have faith. It's another thing to respond in faith. You've got to be committed in your faith. And that's what I mean by steadfast in faith. Faith is so much more realizing that you have it. It is your response because of it. Now remember, your faith is yours, and you can put it wherever you want to. Okay? You can put my glasses over there. You can put your faith where. What happens is we hope, I hope this happens. I hope I get this. Oh, I hope I get that reason. I hope this person does this. And you know, we haven't even talked to God about it. Remember, we need to live from faith to faith to faith. And if I live from faith to faith to faith, then my life is wonderful, because the Bible says that when we believe God, we enter God's rest. What about my faith in God concerning a particular situation, a particular problem, a particular circumstance, a particular person? I don't have to bother with it anymore. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to have it figured out. I don't have to find the solution. When I do something wrong, if I put my faith in God, because I believe in Jesus, He forgives me of my sins, I'm free from that thing. I don't have to carry that burden anymore if I do something wrong. Many of you are just weighed down right now because you've got worries. You've got burdens. You've got situations. You've got circumstances. You've got people who are bothering. You've got backpacks that need to be looked into. Today, you can be free from that thing. And you don't have to carry your burden anymore. Faith relieves us of burdens. Faith brings us into the rest of God. There is more to faith than just using our faith to get a new car. There's more to faith than just using our faith to get what we want. Pray about those things before the Lord and extend your faith for those things that you need. But there are many spiritual things that we need to believe our faith for. It's not enough to just realize you have faith. You need to respond because of your faith. Responding with faith is believing God can. I believe God can. I believe God can. Say it with me. I believe God can. I believe God can. Say it again. I believe God can. Say it again. I believe God can. Do you know, when we think that somebody else can do something for us, we don't bother with God? We max our resources. Nothing else works. And you know what we say? Well, yes, the more time we can do is pray. And even then, we pray for what we think it should be. What's right for us? Well, I guess all we do is pray. Myself doing that, I guess we all do. All we have to do is pray. I guess that's all we do. We're saying, well, I've tried everything else. Nothing else is working. So I guess I'll pray. And you know the reason why nothing else is working? Because we haven't prayed about it. We murmur about it. We don't forget murmur. We haven't prayed about it. We murmur. Well, I couldn't stand my marriage. I thought I'd marry Mr. Wright. I don't even know his first name was always. We've got to look to the Word of God and to the God who said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And what is impossible for man is possible with God. Ron Butterfield taught a class to to mentally challenged teenagers at the Imperial. He always was encouraging the students' capabilities rather than their limitations, and he got them to play chess, restore furniture, do some repairs and different things. And most important, he taught them to believe in themselves. And this young student, young Bobby, he soon proved how well he had learned that lesson, that last lesson. Because one day he brought in a broken toaster to repair. And he carried the toaster and tucked under his one arm. You may have spent time in what you thought is praying to God, and really all it was just complaining to God. Oh, you know, God really don't like so much, so fix it. You know, we just really talk to God about our problems all the time. I'm really releasing our faith. We just say, God, you have got to do something. I can't stand this anymore. Where I'm at, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's happening around me, but I'm releasing my faith to believe you. God, you're better than the problem. Faith, I can understand, faith is a powerful force. When you release your faith, it can keep you sane when everything around you is insanity. Your faith can keep you strong in the midst of tragedy. Your faith can prevent you from falling when you're standing on the edge. God has given you a measure of faith, and it is a spiritual force. Nothing, not even Satan himself, can reckon with it. Nothing can tackle the power of your faith. You believe it? Michael Paul Richards said, the non-believer says, show me God and I will believe in him. The believer answers, believe in God and he will show himself to you. Are you seeing God? Are you believing God? See, I believe God for our times together. So, I believe God when I stand and speak of here. I believe that people will be healed while his word is spoken. I believe that will happen even for many of you here today. God knows I don't want people to be hurt. God knows that. And today you can find your measured faith and you can release it on your problem, on your feeling, on your circumstance. Now don't hear what I'm saying. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that God will solve your situation the way you want him to and that you will get the outcome that you want. I am saying that you have a measure of faith and it's time to release it. And let God deal with your hurt. God deal with your pain. God deal with your circumstance. And you got to believe God for it. Too many people wait to see what's going to happen and then they're trying to fight with it after it's already happened. I'd rather believe for a whole lot and get half of it than to believe for nothing. Some of you are believing exactly, or getting what you're exactly believing. Or you're praying, you're praying one of those, okay, just do this one thing for me, God. Just only, only this one thing. You gotta realize what a generous Father of heaven you have and respond accordingly, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we can ever dare. Why don't you become more daring in response to God? Because I'm everything in Christ and nothing in myself. Amen. And ask me to bow your heads and close your eyes. Many of you walked in here today with a burden, worrying about something, trying to figure something out. I feel a sense to call you to faith today. That's what it is you're carrying. You've murmured, you've complained, you've talked about it, gossiped over it. It's time to release your faith, to believe God for it. It's time today to save faith. And while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I'm going to ask you, if you're a new most airplane, if you're a new most airplane, I'm going to ask you, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you're willing to say today, God, I'm going to respond to faith. First of all, I realize, God, that I have faith. I just need to have faith in you. Maybe that's what you want to say today. I want to have faith in you, God, not in people, not in the price of gas, not in the Canadian dollar, not in my financial record, not in relationships, not in my friends. I'm going to have faith in you, God. I'm going to put it where it needs to be, and that it's grounded in you. Maybe today, God's calling you to that. Realizing that you have faith and you've been putting it and placing it improperly and improperly in the hand of God, and He will solve your situations for you. The second is responding. Maybe you realize you got faith in God, but you've never responded and just released your faith and said, God, look after it. Look after it. Doing that is very difficult. Doing that is very hard. This music's being played, and they're asking you to do something very difficult, and asking you to do something very hard. If you're responding in either of these two ways this morning, just come and stand right in front of this canopy of this altar. Come and stand and just get up where you are. If your neighbors are around you, they're not moving, you just kind of step around and you come up to this front and stand here before God and say, I'm going to release my faith, God. I have a situation, I have a problem, I'm going to give it to you. Or maybe you're saying, God, I realize I've got to put my faith properly, it's got to be in you. That's faith. No longer myself. Just come up where you are, stand in front of here. Release your faith this morning. Respond to your faith this morning. The measure of faith that God has given you, you come and you stand and say, I want to save faith today. I'm going to say, I've been hurting and walking through stuff. I don't know where I'm going. Man, I'm going to respond to you, God. I'm going to respond and release my faith to you. Today, do that. Make that a hard commitment. It's a hard, difficult decision to make to stand up and come forward. But I tell you, when you do, allow God, allow the peace to just fall on you, because it's a hard decision that you're making. And that's a decision to let God look after it. Let God look after it. Just come forward. Just respond to faith today. Save faith. Save your faith. Say, God, God, I need you. God, I need you. I'm desperate. I can't deal with this anymore. I'm at my wit's end. You know where I am. You know where I'm feeling. You know where I'm hurting. You know the circumstance I'm going in. Lord, I release my faith to you today. Release. I release my situation of needing God. You can deal with it better than I can. Give it to Him today. Give it to Him. If you're saying, standing here, you're saying, God, I've been putting my faith in nowhere else. I haven't put it in you. Today, I'm putting it in you. And I don't know what that means. I've been putting it in you today. Tell him, Lord. Tell him, Lord, today. Tell him your hurt. Tell him your pain. Tell him your struggle. Let him know. Father God, we're hurting. Just every day something happens to us. Draws us further away from you. Lord, today we're standing here and we're proclaiming, I'm going to stop. We're going to stop allowing lies to fill us and consume us. We're going to stop worrying. We're going to stop, Lord, our circumstances, our pain, our suffering. We're going to stop all of that from consuming us. God, we're just going to release the measure of faith you've given us. We're going to release our faith to you, God, because we believe you. You can handle these situations, these people, these circumstances. overflowing through the Holy Spirit. So they would just feel your peace. Even right now, Lord, just overwhelm them with your peace. So that they know, without a doubt, you're the God who's handling their situation, their circumstance. And Lord, you've called them to be worthy. You have made them worthy. Because you are worthy. Jesus Christ's name, and all God's people said, amen.